Hey, what's up, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of Get Close. I am your co-host, Gio, Vanna, Antoinette, Quan.
And I'm Barton Kawana.
Wa'ana?
Yeah.
Kawa'ana?
Yeah.
I like that. All right, so I'm going to just jump right into it. What makes you want to meet new people? Like, what the fuck is that all about?
You never watched the Matthew McConaughey clip?
Pretend I didn't.
He says one of the things that was his favorite about, like, I think dropping his kid off at school or at, like, summer camp or something. And he's like, what he told me was that he gets to do fun things and meet new people. And what more in life do you want?
Is this fucking a Christopher Walken
impression? He's much sexier than that. I don't know. No, but pretty much what he said was, that was pretty funny, in life, all you have is being able to do cool shit and then meet new people. And that's what life really is.
Damn, that's so good.
Yeah.
Because I have zero inkling, zero inspiration, zero desire to want to meet anyone new. I feel like
what's your definition of a cool life then?
I already have my cool friends, and then just doing shit with the people I already that are like in my circle.
So having the cool friends that you never hang out with?
I'm about to hang out with them. I'm leaving tomorrow, as a matter of fact.
Like once every 4 months.
Hey, that's all I need, baby. Do you forget who you're talking to? Fucking the lockdown was Disneyland for me. Are you kidding me?
So your definition of a cool life is stay at home.
Not stay at home, but it's to not be around people. So hiking is awesome. Camping is awesome.
Just doing shit by yourself.
With my circle of people, my friends. That's it.
Who's in your circle?
My friends.
Like who?
You, Joe, David, Hannah now, who's fucking awesome and I adore her. My brother, his family, my girlfriend, Bonnie, Steffi, Alexandra. Like I just have just different people now.
And how often do you need to do this?
How often do I need to? Maybe once a quarter.
Wow. You're true introvert.
Fucking yeah, I am. That's when you're like, I want to get to know this person. I want to get to know that person. I'm like, why? Why do you want to do that?
So for me,
what does anyone want to do?
I'm pretty introverted, I would say, compared to like my counterpart, Joe, right?
Oh, you guys are polar opposites.
Yeah, like to me, he is the quintessential extrovert where conventions, big things, super down.
Well, yeah, he go gets there, sad, right?
Talk to every single person. Like even for me, like I remember, like we're such on the same page. We can go to the best museum in the world, literally, like the Louvre, and we see one hall. We're like, I think we're good. You know, every time we went to the Getty with it was you, me, Joe, and we were like, oh shoot, there's this new, like I think it was a samurai exhibit or something. This would be so super cool. Like I never seen before a photograph of samurai, right? We go there, we see like the suit, two black and white photos. We're like, all right, let's go get some food or something. And Joe was like going every single photo. He's like, can we stay longer? Can we stay longer? And I swore if it was up to him, he would have been there the whole day. And so when I compare myself to him, I'm like, I'm definitely an introvert. But I think the difference where I probably sit in the middle between Joe and you, I think Joe is down with mass interaction, mass contact, and full immersion. For me, I like to hand pick who I meet. So with that Matthew McConaughey like quote, for me it's like I want to meet cool people and emphasis on cool. So when I was able to spend some one-on-one time with Tim Kennedy, that is fucking rad. Like if I could spend one-on-one time with Dave Chappelle, or even recently I started hanging out with a neighbor in our community. Like he's so interesting to me. So when I am able to meet with like cool, interesting people one-on-one, I love that because I get to expand my brain.
Mm.
You know, like probably due to Joe Rogan's podcast, I have become
a lot of friends now.
No. I've become smarter than I've ever been.
Yeah.
Right? Because just the people that he could bring in into the conversations, expert in epigenetics, expert in sleep, Rick Rubin, one of the best music producers of all time. Like, how often can you talk to
these
people?
When will you ever meet them on that intimate level?
Yeah, you'll never be able to meet these caliber of people, but because of him, they can talk and we get to absorb through osmosis. So for me, me being able to meet people like that in person is even better. It's better than osmosis because now I'm asking the questions that I want and I'm absorbing what I want to absorb. So I'm not into mass interaction. I don't want to find the diamond in the rough. I want to just find the diamond and spend time with the diamond.
Yeah.
But that, I feel like that enriches me, like one aspect of me. But then the other side is similar to you. I just want to do dope stuff with my friends. And so that's really important to me too. But there's the other half where like I like, because I also realize some of my friends don't care about the other shit that I like.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think I get that satisfaction.
In other areas. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for me, I think that's where the difference is, where you like the connection to be one-on-one, whereas for me, I like it to be in a group dynamic. Because when it's one-on-one, because I'm so introverted and I have like a bank, right? Like, I forgot where we got this, but there's like a bank of like, you know, a certain amount of energy. Some people get more energy deposited into this bank when they meet and talk to more people. So the more interactions they get, this bank account gets bigger and bigger, right?
Yeah.
AKA Joe. Then there's people like me. With every single interaction I have with people, my energy just depletes. So because the depletion happens so quickly for me, I need to have it in a group setting. So that's why I like being around my circle of friends, because everyone is so interesting, brings so many different perspectives and like ideas and hobbies and stuff into the group. Like, Joe's not the same as David. The only commonality here is that you guys are comedians, right? Other than that, there's like a lot of differences between a lot of our friends. But what I do like is if and when I need to meet someone new, I like it in a group setting, because one, it, at least for me, it tells me a lot about them, how they interact with certain people. So I get to see, like, I get to be like outside looking in. I get to hear how they talk, you know, their ideas, and I don't have to interact with it. So that's what I like. So then as soon as I'm like assessing their character in a group setting, I'm still conserving my energy because I don't
have
to.
Would you prefer a podcast over meeting them in real life then? Because then it's the same thing. Someone else is interacting and you get to just be there and assess.
For the initial, yes. I guess I could say yes for the initial. But then if I find them to be very interesting and I'm drawn to them, then I would want to meet them in real life, but again, in a group setting. I don't really like one-on-ones. There's very few people that I like spending one-on-one time with.
Do you have any idols or someone you're like super fascinated by?
I mean, I'm fascinated by a lot of people.
Name one of them.
Literally, like, I think everyone is fascinating. I really do think everyone is fascinating.
Name one.
Even the ladies cleaning our house right now.
Name one. Okay. Let's say Kanye is outside.
Fascinated.
You'd be like, okay, let me hit up four people because I can hang out with them. Versus like, yo, hey, Kanye, you want to come in? You want to like grab some coffee?
I don't think I can do that.
So you think you could bond with him better with three other people?
Yeah, because I don't have to do any of the... I'm not even trying to find the bond yet, because I need to figure out if I even want to share my bond side of it, because for bonding, it takes two people, right?
Yeah.
I'm trying to see if it's even worth me opening up this energy bank to even make that connection, to even begin to bond.
Because it's going to wear your ass out.
Possibly, right? So if he's anything like what I think he is, right? In terms of like... So I know him for, like, he got fucking bonkers, right? That aside, I'm very impressed with, like, his artistic side of things, right? The designer, the musician, the producer. I think he actually draws. So I'm very intrigued by that. Okay? So he's outside. I'm going to be like, fuck. What if he's just that? He doesn't really know how to communicate and we don't have any type of connection. I'm like, fuck, I just wasted this energy. And I don't think I care enough to want to even put that out there.
Wow.
Yeah. It's fucking bad.
You're a waste of a human being.
Why? That's horrible. Take that shit back. Take it back right now.
Can't I marry you?
Take it back right now. I'm not a waste of a human being. Take it back.
You're a waste of Kanye's time.
Possibly. That's why I wouldn't even waste his time. I'm not even going to interact with him.
You don't have a thirst of knowledge?
I do, but how I get it is different than yours.
How do you get it?
Secondhand.
So that's the part that's so funny, you know? Because to me, I'm like, David Chang comes. David, please get out of my kitchen. Write some notes.
No, that's not it.
I'm going to read it later.
No, that's not what would happen. He comes into my kitchen. I'm quiet. I'm just in the room, fly on the wall now. If you talk to me, cool, I'll engage in that. But for me to go out of my way to engage, I don't have that.
But
I don't want to.
What knowledge is he quenching of yours?
None. So we probably won't even talk.
So that's what I'm saying. So you don't have a thirst for knowledge?
I do. But
how do you quench your thirst of knowledge?
I'll probably get it secondhand, like I said. So that first interaction might even be a waste. So I might not even have another chance with that.
How do you get it secondhand? By him writing in notes and you read it later, right?
I guess so. Yeah, it's just different.
Why is, like, what, how do you quench your thirst then?
So you're already, because you're viewing it different than I'm viewing it.
Because the way it sounds like, it's like, I'm so thirsty and someone gives you water and then you're like,
But my thirst isn't for knowledge like that, like yours.
Okay, what is yours?
So my interaction with people is to connect. Right?
Connect with people.
Yes. Whereas for you, you have an agenda. Not even to sound bad, but for you, you're just trying to, you idolize them to some degree and you respect them and you think they possess something that you admire. So therefore, you're trying to learn from that.
But I'm also trying to connect too.
Right. But you're trying to learn from that. For me, I'm just like, is this person even someone I want to even connect with? If I don't even want to connect with you as a person, that might even ruin me wanting to learn from you. Because if you're such a shithead, I'm like, yeah, you're the best, but you're such an asshole that like, I don't want anything to do with you anymore. Mm. Yeah. So if like David Chang is in the kitchen, I'm like, damn, I really respect his culinary expertise. I would like to learn from him. But if he's just talking down to everyone and being a complete asshole, I'm like, ooh, I'm good. I'll learn from someone else.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because for me.
Take that waste of a human being back, you son of a bitch.
I take it back.
Now give me a compliment.
You're beautiful.
No, I need something deeper than that. You said I'm a waste of a human being.
Yeah.
That's huge. Beautiful is not going to cover that.
Let me brainstorm, okay?
It shouldn't take this long. What the fuck?
Well, because I already married you and that's the biggest compliment. I don't know how to.
Shut the fuck up. We'll make it work.
How do I supersede that?
I don't know. You shouldn't have said I'm a waste of a human being.
You're definitely not a waste of a human being.
No, that doesn't work. Prove to me that I'm not
You're
a waste of a human being.
You're enough of a human being for two humans.
You fucking piece of shit. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, because for me, I don't think I think about how good of a human being they are. Because if someone is interesting, I want to connect with them. And if I find out later that they're a shithead, I cut that off because obviously I value human beings. But
not me, apparently, because I'm a waste.
I never cut you off. But then I'll be like, I cut them off. But whatever I learn from that interaction is valuable because that interaction is still important.
Yeah. So I guess I'm approaching it differently, right? Because if I started this podcast by asking you, what makes you want to meet new people? So I
want to connect with interesting people.
Right. So I'm curious as to why you would want to connect with this person, right? So for you, it's more so they're interesting because they have attributes that you desire, right? So for me, if there's someone that...
Not necessarily attributes that I desire, but they're interesting.
I see.
Like, for example, one of our recent guests on JK News, Kazumi, she doesn't have any attributes that I desire. I don't want to be in the swinger world. I don't really care about OnlyFans. But her world is outside of mine. So it's extremely interesting. So when she was talking, that was one of the most like locked in I've been. Because I'm like, oh, wow, this is really cool. Like different perspective. It's like as if I was talking to someone who lived as a monk in a mountain for 3 years or something. Yeah. It was the same thing like that.
Yeah. Yeah, but that doesn't make me want to connect with someone, right? So that would just be like, oh, I'm going to interview. But just because I'm interviewing doesn't mean I want to even develop a friendship.
What makes you want to connect with someone?
That's what I'm like. What makes you want to connect is what the fuck? So then that's where the group setting comes in. Or like, what makes me want to connect with people is when I see admirable attributes and I'm like, oh man, like I really do look up to this person or admire this person because of XYZ reasons. But off the bat, it takes a lot. I don't know, maybe I carry a lot of fucking trauma or something, who knows, that I have, you've known this about me, but I just have a lot of walls that I'm just like, it could be the introverted, it could be the traumas, I don't know, that I'm just like, it takes quite a bit for me to want to even connect with people.
I see. I think I'm similar with you on that regard, where I think I don't care about anyone until they prove otherwise. Because to me, I'm like, everyone's dumb, including myself. So no one's very special. But if something's special that pops out, then I go, oh, shit. What is that?
Yeah.
You rock climb for a living? What the hell? You know, then I'm like, that's really interesting.
Yeah, for me, it takes more than just rock climbing. For me, it's also just how they view life.
But that's how I know that how they view life.
Okay.
Like through what people do and how much they do it tells me how they view life.
Well, but what if they just grew up in a family that does it and that's it? They were just born into it.
Nope.
What?
They're not going to be that way.
I see.
You take.
So you're taking a top tier rock climber then, exactly. Not just like a novice.
You take David Goggins.
Yeah, I see.
You take rock climber.
Yeah.
You take Cirque.
So you only high caliber
Cirque
people.
Cirque du Soleil lady.
Yeah.
That could bend her thing backwards and pull an arrow with her toes. You take those three. You take the number one interior design like agency in the world, all different industries. You give them a multiple choice test about. Is your life in your own hands?
Of course, it's all the same.
Or is your life determined by the circumstances around you?
Yeah, no.
They're going to answer identically.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah. So that's what I mean. When I find people like that,
I see.
I know how they view life.
Yeah.
And then so when people view life differently than how I do,
yeah,
I want to learn how they do that. It's just having this physical... hobby or skill set, if you will, that is what established rapport, because that is easier for me to connect with them through that. But then through that, I learn the real shit.
Yeah. Okay. I can relate to that. But when it comes to just off the blue, so again, because of the fucking energy bank or the trauma, who fucking knows? I'm just going to call it the introverted side of me.
Yeah.
It needs to be pretty black and white, and it needs to be pretty apparent. But for me to go out of my way to discover that initially, I don't really care to do that.
Like with Kazumi, for example, right? She is a swinger, has sex with tons of people in a committed relationship. I don't do any of those things. I don't go to swinger parties, swinger resorts, anything like that. But through sex, I am able to understand and learn a more... open-minded and extreme emotional maturity, because if you don't have extreme emotional and sexual and like relational and social maturity, you cannot balance a committed significant other and banging like other people, you know? So through that, I'm able to learn about all those things. And that's why for me, like when someone stands out, I want to connect, because as I connect with them and understand, I don't even know, maybe it's a one-way connection. Maybe they don't feel connected to me at all, but my brain is constantly like expanding in so many different ways.
Yeah. For that, to do it in that aspect, that's why I keep saying that like for you, it's a lot about like achievements or perspective and stuff like that. I'll do it the same way. But for me to connect off the bat, like our neighbor, for example, like a neighbor, I don't really care to strike up that conversation unless I see like our neighbor from our old neighborhood that moved in that had like all the cool toys in front of his house. He had the Bronco. He had a whole bunch of shit. I'm like, oh, shit, I'm interested in this person because I've already seen it. Like, I don't have to dig around.
But it's not the same thing.
Because I want to know about the achievement stuff, but to connect for the sake of connecting, that takes me a long time. And that's what I mean, where I'd rather do that in a group setting. So if like Kanye was outside, right? I'm probably just going to fangirl and just hear about like how his mind works or whatever, but I don't think I'd want to connect. I think I'm in an interview. Same thing with like David Chang. I don't really want to connect. I'm just interviewing. And I see those as very like two different things. Because when I'm talking to them on the interview mode, I'm not trying to see how I can hang out with this person. Until I've seen enough or there's enough things that I like about them personally that I'm like, oh shit, I actually want to take this interview to the next phase, which would be some type of connection. Yeah. So it's like someone like Kanye or David Chang, I'll have no problem. I mean, I'm a charming person, so I'll have no problem making small talk, interviewing, doing all that. But it would be absolutely draining. But if the goal is to learn and interview, what I'm calling the interview mode, then I could do that. But to take it past that takes a lot. That's why my circles are so small. Like my whole life, all my friend circles have been so small, but I've had them for a long time.
Do you seek interviews? Because it doesn't even seem like you seek interview situations.
Not as of late.
But like you said, David Chang was in our kitchen. You wouldn't even want to be like one-on-one. It's just like...
Ooh. I mean, if it's something that I'm interested, absolutely I would seek it. You know? If it's something that I'm interested in, for sure I would seek it. But I mean, as of lately, I mean, that doesn't apply. And prior to us moving out here, I was doing a lot of JK, and on JK we have a lot of guests, so that was constantly getting fulfilled, you know, because I am like interviewing and like picking their brain and going like, oh shit, that's so interesting. Yeah,
I see.
But listening to podcasts is super rad because I get to fulfill that too.
I see.
Yeah. What, I feel like you're judging me or something.
No, I'm just trying to understand. It's just really interesting.
Yeah. It's really hard for me to want to connect with people. Okay, not hard. It's easy, but it takes a lot for me to feel like, okay, cool, I want to establish a connection with this person. And I think the older I become...
What's your definition of connection? Because maybe that's a word I don't understand.
Wanting to see them more, like more regularly. Wanting to actually hang out, make plans, and like be friends. And even that, I do it very minimally. Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm fucking introverted. And I don't know if it became bigger because of initially starting with the lockdown, right, where we all were forced to, and then us moving out here now where I'm like, this is tight. This is so cool. But after like a quarter, I'm like, okay, I need something.
Do you care about tribe?
Do I care about tribe? In what aspect?
In like both, if I need in it? In both the literal and the modern form of it.
What's the modern form of it?
The modern form of it, I think, would be like people that are like-minded, similar values, and then kind of bond based off of similar values, similar mindset. I think that's the modern form of it.
Okay.
Right? Like, oh, yeah, like oh, yeah, this person's an entrepreneur. They're like a mom, too. Like, she's in my tribe. Like, we see things very similarly.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. I do care about that. And I think that's what leads me to this question is like me now curiously asking, like, what drives you specifically to want to make these connections? Because for me, now I'm seeing the value of it more and more because we are removed and I'm older and I have Taika, and we're switching, you know, our roles within entrepreneurship and in family. Like, our roles are shifting as we speak. So because of that, it made me think about this. Where I'm like, like I see the importance of tribe, and I do like it. And now more than ever, I am going to seek that out because I see the importance of it.
Because the tribe is actually the opposite of what you've been doing.
Of course.
I see.
Of course, you know. Oh, okay. But that's why this question even popped up in my brain.
Based off her actions, I would be like, she cares, does not care about
of
tribe.
Of course. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, but it's something in my brain. That's why, that's something that I'm conscious and aware of. That's why I even ask you that question. Because now I'm going more than ever, I'm realizing that it's so important to have to have your group around you. Like, it's super duper important. So I do care about it, to answer your question.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, I really care about it. And I care about it in a bunch of different ways. I care about it in terms of locally, which is why, like, you know, when we move into a community, I try to bond with all the neighbors.
Yeah.
And in that, you have to find the diamond in the rough.
Yeah.
Because not everyone is going to be like, oh, like, we click right away, or like, you know, we're the same mindset, or even with the same age, even, you know, cause sometimes you're just age is so off, or just like,
you can't even, there's no connection.
Or at even all. Like, culturally, you know, someone recently immigrated here doesn't even speak the language. I don't even know how to communicate, you know? Yeah. But for me, I'm like, it was cool to meet our other neighbor because I'm like, cool, he's down the street. Now we have two people on the same page. Shit hits the fan. I blow a tire. He blows a tire. We can contact each other. My wife needs help. His wife needs help. Boom.
Yeah, yeah.
This is like the traditional, literal definition of a tribe.
Yeah.
Because my definition of a tribe is flat tire help and then also like-mindedness.
Yeah.
Doesn't do any good if like me and this other guy are super cool and we meet and we're best buds and then I need help and he's nowhere to be found because it was all clout based or networking based. That's not true tribesmanship to me. So and as we get older, we're all spread apart, right? So like Joe's in my tribe, and I know if it's an emergency, he's gonna fly to me no matter what.
Yeah.
But he's in Hawaii and or we're in LA. And so the tribe is
spread
apart. So I wanna have a local tribe.
Yeah.
I want to have my like day one tribe.
Yeah.
That's David. That's Joe. You know, like I want to have my day one tribe.
Yeah.
But then also I realized I need to have tribes for other interests.
Absolutely.
Because not all of them overlap.
Yeah.
And I need all of them for me to feel fulfilled. I need all of them to have the flat tire mentality.
Yeah.
So it's not good enough that I just train jits with these guys. I also want to know, like, when it's your kid's birthday, you're going to invite me. When it's my kid's birthday, I invite you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
In this tribe.
Yeah.
And then in that tribe, like, you know, I want to, that's important to me. And so that, and that's to answer your question why you say, why are you so down to connect and put yourself out there? Because I want to build the tribe.
Yeah.
I want to build my tribe.
Yeah. And hearing you talk about all of this right now, I think I just had, like, an epiphany.
Yeah.
So, which is super rad, or a breakthrough, if you will. So I've been in that mindset, or in this mindset, maybe I think more so than ever. I had it prior, maybe like 2 years ago, because I just had some like real significant life changes that like I was doing heavy work on myself, right? And I feel like now I'm at a point where I understand myself enough, and the work doesn't stop, but I'm at a point right now where I can switch the focus on the initial aspects of my life that I wanted to change about myself. That now I can have more of like an outwardly change that I want, because I'm pretty satisfied where I'm at. Again, the work doesn't stop, and I'm constantly trying to work on like evolving. But now I'm in a comfortable position where I can look at everything else around me and create my own space and environment. So I've been thinking about what all of that looks like, and what really turned up the fire, if you will, was when Tyka started having his epilepsy. So because of that, I really started looking at, like, you know, the tribe or whatever, like my group of people, like my council too, because that's also what your circles should be. You should have a council of your elders, if you will, people that have wisdom that you're like, you would go to in an event of like an emergency of some sort, or advice. So because of that, I've just been thinking of different aspects of who I am, and, you know, what I want to contribute to Tyka's life, and, you know, what I want people to contribute to mine, and how I want to contribute more things to my circle and my friends and just my community. And now, because we're switching our roles, like, I'm leaving the entrepreneur space for a bit just so I can really focus on my son more than ever because of his health, that I'm like, dang, why is it that I don't care about seeking these connections? Kind of like the whole conversation we've been having now. And as you were talking, do you remember a few nights ago where I was like, damn, you and I were really self-sufficient people. Like, we don't really even need each other. Like, honestly, like, realistically looking at it,
yeah.
You don't need me, and you know I don't need you.
Yeah.
So we're here because we love each other.
You do need me sometimes.
I don't need you at all, and you know this.
Yeah, no, you need me.
I do?
Yeah, you miss me like crazy.
No, for real. Be serious.
Okay, fine.
Right?
Yeah, you need me a little bit.
Come on, you son of a bitch.
No, you don't need me at all.
Right. So we're super self-reliant, which makes our relationship so rad because we don't have to lean on each other. We're here because we both want to be here. You know, we both see enough value and respect in each other and in ourselves to be like, I choose you for all the good reasons.
To quote an old video, I'm peanut butter motherfucker.
Exactly, you know, and I'm jelly. Yeah. So like when we come together, shit's dope.
Yeah, it's magic.
So when I was thinking about that, I was like, that's fucking rad. Not the relationship part, but that we're very self-sufficient and self-reliant. And then I was like, but when you come to think of it, that's very sad.
What's sad? That we're so self-sufficient?
Yeah. And it's sad because we were forced to be this way because of how we were raised or the lack of resources or lack of parental figures or whatever, right? It's sad that
the backstory is sad.
The backstory is that. So when you think about it, it's kind of sad. Like, obviously, it's not sad now because it's such a wonderful thing to have. That's why you and I are both very confident people because we know we're highly capable. But when I was thinking about like how I became the way I did, I'm like, oh man, that's a bummer. It's because I felt like I didn't have that support when I was little that I needed to learn how to be self-reliant. So I'm like, that's a bummer, but it's rad now. But the side effect to that is that I still continue to feel like, one, I don't want to burden people with my shit. So if the flat tire shit happened, I would probably be Googling how to change my flat tire.
I don't think it's your upbringing in that way.
What do you mean? Sorry, I have a hair that was just itching, like scratching the shit out of me, but I got it.
I think it was you didn't have your tribe as a kid. That's what I think is more so.
Because, that's what I'm saying. I didn't have that.
Because I don't think independence has anything to do with tribe. You can have a tribe of fully self-sufficient, dope motherfuckers.
Yeah.
And because of that environment, everyone becomes
even better
superheroes.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's like, okay, cool, parent abandonment, whatever. That's a lot of stuff that a lot of people deal with, and it causes self-reliance. It's pretty cool. But I've also seen stellar individuals with a group of stellar individuals, and then they become extra stellar too.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. I didn't grow up with that mentality then, or with that around
me. And when I'm talking about the flat tire, I'm not talking about the physical part of it, because obviously we're self-sufficient and there's AAA. What I'm talking about is the
knowing that someone has your back, the safety net of that.
Yeah.
Like,
if I fell off the toilet, that's cool that like let's say me and Tim Kennedy are friends now. But if I text them, can you come wipe my ass? Because I fell off the toilet and broke both my hands.
You have the confidence that I'd be like, yeah, I'll be there in 5.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, cool.
Yes.
He's in the tribe, you know, and vice versa, whatever. You know, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I know that. But for me, so taking it to that, I'm going that I don't even want to be someone's burden in that way.
But you wouldn't if you're in your true tribe.
And that's where I think of you saying I never even had it from the beginning.
Yeah.
That I'm going like, well, why would I do that? So I need to rewire my brain to be like, no, you do need that.
Because now what I'm talking about is if you're a superhero, you don't need someone to change your tire. What you need is someone that understands the tax code better than you, so you can add another figure onto your business.
Yeah.
That's your new tire.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
When super people come together in a tribe, it's not like, well, this guy's like a doctor, and what can this guy gain from this? And how is it reciprocated? It's like, no, like now you have a team of doctors. This guy knows how to run a hospital. So it's not so much like emergencies. It's merge-a-mees.
You merge in me.
It's like, what happens if, like, dude, it's not like you have four tires, one blows out. It's like, what happens when I have six tires now?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the
growth,
council.
It's growth based.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
The council.
Yeah.
Because, like in any business, you should have, or not even a business, but if you have a business, you want a council of people that come from different walks of life, businesses, economic backgrounds. So that you could be like, hey, this is where I'm at in this business, or this, or in my business. What are you guys thinking?
Yeah.
And everyone can give you their perspective and chime in on things because you respect their opinion and their input.
Yeah. And because, and the reason why I say that is when you're saying you are forced to do everything yourself because of your upbringing.
Yeah, it's absolutely not even tied.
Everything that you're able to do because of your upbringing, because of your independent, is all done at a bare minimum level.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Like, you know how to change your tire.
Right.
Like a regular person.
Absolutely.
Not like a F1 pit stop.
Yeah.
Right? You know how to cook. Not like a regular person.
Right.
Not like David Chang. So what I mean is, when you have the right tribe.
Yeah.
Now all of the independence that you know is done at a Michelin star level.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah. I agree with that. But for me, it's more because I've always even said this to my dad as far back as I can remember. And it probably started off in high school. I really started recognizing this. I would always tell my dad, like, if I'm the smartest person in my group, I need a new group.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I've always thought that, and I've always seen the value in that. So I'm agreeing with you 100%. But I think what I've come to realize now is I've never had that tribe thing or whatever that you're talking about that makes me want to have that. That, like, I know what it's like, therefore I seek it out more. Whereas now I'm going, I really need to rewire my brain.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, that's what I was doing when I was growing up, where I'm trying to be the dumbest person in my group.
Yeah.
Because, like, I can't know everything. I don't have the time to read every single fucking book, article, science journal. But if I have the right friends that do that, damn, just by osmosis, I'm learning all of that shit. You know, yeah, it's like...
Like, for example, we go into Ukraine, right? I'm like, oh shit, that's what the news tells me. Off my phone, I can text 5 people that can give me boots on the ground why we're really there, like that. And that is my tribe. So yeah. I know all those guys will wipe my ass too, and I'll wipe their ass.
Yeah.
But that's like, I think that's what I'm talking about. I think with your tribe, since you've never had that, I think being able to like just tap into a higher matrix is fucking dope. And then to have that matrix though actually care in a real way,
That's tight.
Where it's not just like, okay, I know a lot, you know a lot, let's
like
trade.
It's just favor to favor,
but it's more like I care about your kids and you care about my kids.
Yeah,
then it's like now we got like a real tribe going on.
Yeah No, I absolutely see the value in that. So yeah, going back to me going like, yeah, I really need to rewire my brain, and more so than ever, I am super grateful that I am going to, you know, remove myself even more so, because I've been doing this for years where I'm like taking myself out and out of like business, right? Like it first started off with like JK and all the different things that I was in, that I'm like getting away from that so that I can now go and build that for myself, which I'm super stoked about. But I was definitely wanting to pick your brain on it because I'm like, well, what is it for you that inspires that? Because for me, I guess my comfortable space, and this is now another breakthrough that I'm having, that I'm like, oh, it's because it's comfortable. You know, whereas before, when we're younger, it's easier to make friends because it's like you guys already have like a shared hobby, like college or high school or even the first workplace. But now as you get older, it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine is I constantly want to be in a place where I don't know the most. So anytime I feel like I'm getting to.
Yeah, you got to go somewhere else.
When I feel like I am the sum of my collective now, I need to add another person in. But I it's not that I'm leaving them because I love the loyalty. That means so much to me. It's just I'm adding more people into the tribe.
Yeah. You know,
and I can't wait for my other tribes people to meet each other.
Yeah.
You know, I can't wait because that's a true tribe is everyone wipes everyone asses, you know?
Yeah.
So for me, I'm like, I'm like, okay, cool. I think I know about the same as everyone in this tribe. And then the other person knows about the same as everyone else in this tribe too now. Like,
yeah.
I'm sure David probably knows a really good deal about how to set up a gym and run a gym just through osmosis with me.
Yeah.
So now we're equal on that realm. So what's the next thing we could bring in that we're all like that? And I constantly want to, that makes what makes me seek out more people.
Yeah. No, I need to work on that. Maybe I'm going to make that my 2023 goal is like collecting all of that. Cause I do feel like I have that in my space now, but you know, through moving out here and like, with Tyka's health, me going like, oh, that's not enough. Yeah. Mia keeps farting and it's the fucking worst. Can you smell it?
No.
You fucking bitch. She's right here. So I'm her fucking owner, I guess. Like she's chosen me.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, German Shepherds specifically only have one owner.
Yeah, yeah. They choose that main one.
That's their alpha follower.
Yeah, they care about everyone else, but they have the person. Yeah.
So if I'm gone, you're second to that. So she sits next to me and every single fucking video that we film, she farts and it's thick. And it's like spicy. It's fucking disgusting.
It probably has a little bit of turmeric in it.
It's fucking disgusting, man. And it's like, I could imagine how warm it must have felt coming out of her butt.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
That's what it smells like. And I'm trying so hard to be in this moment, but I'm like trying to breathe through my mouth so that I don't make any, like, I don't throw you off or throw off this whole thing. And then it's so hot that I can feel it. It's fucking gross. And I feel like I can almost taste it.
Well, don't taste it.
I'm not trying to, but it's either I'm breathing through my mouth or I'm breathing through my nose. You know,
through your nose then.
It's rough. It is rough. But yeah, no, this conversation has been really rad. But I really do, you know, and I love that I'm aware of it because it's something that I want to work on. So it's really cool that like I see it now. I have the choice to do nothing about it and bitch about it the whole time and still stay in the same spot or be like, okay, cool, let's get to work.
Yeah, like I'm very proud of my contact list in my phone.
Yeah.
And the contact list, not just for who's on the list, but the rapport that I have with the people that matter to me on that list.
Yeah.
Because to me, it's quality over quantity.
Yeah.
And also the depth of that quality. And so like that list is my counsel. So when anything happens, I have questions about anything, like the ability that I know things will be reciprocated. That helps me expand my mind and I feel like I'm growing in this life.
That's CUNY.
Yeah. So, but now the only thing is because we are new residents of a new state, we don't have roots. So for me, like the biggest one is building like the familial tribe and then the geographical tribe.
Yeah.
That's why I'm so eager to meet, even at our old place. I was so eager to become neighbors. Connect. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because you also never like played with neighbors, but it's honestly like
I was so fucking isolated literally from everything.
It's one of the best things ever.
Yeah,
it's amazing. Like like when the whole street cares about the whole street's well-being and all the kids are at one person's house, and then you see like every parent come and pick up their kid one by one as if it's like a daycare or elementary school. It has like this like subconscious like warm blanket on your heart, you know, because you're like, oh man, like everyone here cares. If I got stuck in the rain because of working overtime or whatever, like Jenna is gonna feed Tyka, no question about it.
Jenna?
The really kidding. Hot lady. The one that always like waters the lawn and then sprays her shirt. And sprays her own shirt at the same time.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know Jenna.
Yeah, she's always wearing that white t-shirt. She's always spraying herself. I don't know why, but she always does it.
Yeah, yeah. She's a hot lady.
Yeah, yeah. Like, but like
temperature hot.
Yeah, knowing that, you know, that's like the kid's ass wiping where if something happened, Jenna would be like, oh shit, it's 10. What the fuck? Your parents didn't come pick you up? Well, yeah, we'll have another bed. You know, just sleep here and then we'll go find your parents in the morning. Like having that.
What a weird fucking situation you just painted.
But knowing that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Because someone has your back.
Because the only other person you know that does that is probably your brother.
Yeah.
You know, if we got stuck somewhere, like we had a delayed flight or something like that, your brother would be like, oh, I haven't heard from Gio, or you haven't heard your mom, Tyka. I guess you're going to have to stay the night. you know, like that type of like hospitality and warmth, when you, when the whole street feels like that, is freaking dope.
Yeah, it sounds really dope.
And then like the kids go to each other's graduations, go to each other's events. It's really cool. And then it's almost like when they are at that other school, they're like, oh, who's that? It's like, oh, that's my best friend from the from my street. You know, and you're like, oh, wow. It feels like a different like level of connection.
Because that's so cool.
Because they grew up together. You know, it's not just like, oh, we're buds because we went to the same school. It's like they literally like grew up together.
Yeah. No, I have no clue on that. I have no clue about anything you just explained. It sounds wonderful, though.
That's what I want. Like, that's why even since our original neighborhood, or even since our Glendora house, you know, I was trying to meet all the neighbors, because that local tribe, regardless if they have the characteristics or the council to expand or whatever, that aside is, to me, is not that important.
It's more so heart.
It's the heart.
Yeah.
You know, in the local tribe, it's like, can I trust my kids to be at your house for multiple days? Can you trust your kids to be at my house for multiple days?
I trust nobody with my kids.
And then, but we need to.
Nope.
And then to have each other's back like that, because you just never know.
I get what you're saying.
You know, and it feels good. It feels good when that happens.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. It sounds good. It's just, again, it just has to happen. I just have a lot of work to do. Really. Because for you, you experience it. It's kind of like me trying to teach you how to celebrate American holidays. Yeah. You're just like, what? I don't know what any of that. Like, I know the name.
Yeah.
I understand the concepts.
Yeah.
But what is it really? How does this all unfold? I'm like, oh, okay. So on birthdays, this is what we do. And you're like, oh, shit.
I remember it's to this point when one of the kids on the street got a new dog. All the kids felt like they got a new dog.
CUNY.
Yeah. Like, my best friend across the street got a new dog. Her name was Precious. And all the kids loved Precious. So if Precious wandered into their yard, they're calling, hey, Precious is in my backyard. Bring the dog back. Like, it's a different type of, like, web, you know? It was really cool. And everyone was happy. Everyone felt like they got a new dog.
Okay. Well, I'll give that to Taika. What I never had, I'll give it to my dude. So, gotta meet people, huh? It ain't even all that. No, it is bad. It's pretty bad. I gotta change that. I'm not gonna abandon.
It's bad when the way it used to pull into the garage is the neighbor literally comes out and is like this, and you're like, you put back the car into the garage.
I'm not that bad. No, I would say hi. I make eye contact. Like, I'm not awkward.
You say hi as it's going like this.
No, I don't. That you're painting an exaggerated picture. I'm not an awkward social person.
You're not awkward at all.
I'm very personable.
Yeah.
I know how to connect instantly. But for sure, I'm dying on the inside. Absolutely. I'm just like, oh, God, make it end. But on the outside, it seems like I want to talk more and more and more. I get that from my mom. My mom's the exact same way. She like seeks out conversations because she's so charming and she's so sweet. And then at the end of it, she's like dying. And I'm like, why did you even make eye contact? Yeah. Anyway, I got a lot of work to do. I get it. But on that note, that's it. I'm done. Anything else you want to add? All right. Well, on that note, we do have a sponsor on this podcast.
Yes. The sponsor of this podcast is brought to you. Or this podcast is brought to you by Barbell Brigade. If you're looking for dope fitness stuff, always check out barbellbrigade.com. We spend a lot of time making some of the swaggiest gear ever. We just recently dropped some mesh shorts. We got the City of Angels hoodie over this. Probably sold out by the time this podcast comes out. But every single month we're having a sick drop, whether it's tanks, hoodies, tees, shorts. If you guys have owned any pair of our amphibious shorts, you know how high quality it is. And that's one of the beauties of having a mom and pop ownership where it's not about mass appeal. We're really trying to produce things that we're really proud of. And you'll see me literally wear every single day except for today for some reason.
You're wearing it underneath.
Oh, yeah, true.
Your shirt.
Yeah, true.
Watch. I bet you anything it's a barbell shirt.
Yep.
There it is.
Go to barbellbrigade.com. Get your supplements, your apparel, your digital training programs. See you guys next time.
Bye.